This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Long-time listeners of Hope 103.2 will be very interested to hear from my next guest. Daniel Widdowson was our Brekkie guy here around 18 months ago. Before that, he was the host of Saturday Disney. These days, he's a pastor and he's got his own theatre company, which is very exciting. Worm Farming is his new play. It's a satirical look at the issues faced by refugees in Australia. Dan Widdowson's here to tell us all about it. G'day, Dan.
Hello. It's nice to be back here.
It is so nice to have you back.
It feels good.
Oh, that's so good.
And the room smells nice.
I have to say, first of all, you have written and staged a play. Aren't you clever?
I don't know if it's clever. No one's seen it yet.
Very impressive.
So we're not sure if it's clever until after the reviews come back, I suppose.
Well, let's start with the theatre company because, okay, you know, before that you started your own theatre company, which I have to say is also very impressive. So how did that come about?
So Leah and I lived on Norfolk Island for about 3 years. And in that time, I had theatrical training as well as, you know, church, like Bible college training. And when we're on Norfolk Island, I ran a youth group and I ran a drama club, drama class. And we noticed that more teenagers were involved in the drama than the youth. And then we also noticed that more of the drama guys opened up and talked about life. And I think it's because there's like a vulnerability of being on stage and trusting those you're performing with. So when we came back to the mainland, we thought, well, you know, I love creating. I want to use that theatrical training, but also have something that kind of builds community. And we thought, I wonder if we can create a theatre company that doesn't have the, you know, some theatre groups have that clique, like they're all in a clique and some are in, some are out.
Totally. Show I've been in has been like that, yeah.
So we wanted to start up Salt House, which would be, okay, it's going to be a theatre group that's all inclusive. So on the premise that if God's given you a passion to be creative, then there is something for you to do. You might not get the role that you want or the position that you want, but that passion is there for a reason. So we will find something somewhere for you to do.
That is awesome. Now, let's talk about Worm Farming. Where did the idea for this play come from?
Obviously there's a refugee crisis. Like we know this, it's a fact, it's going on. And I felt passionate about it. I want to do something about it. I want to say something about it. Even when I was here at breakfast, we'd, you know, like, what do? We can do some interviews. And, you know, I realized I'm not a politician. I'm not a lawyer. Like, what do? And I thought, well, I can write. I can write. I tried to piece together a drama. Mm. But it was terrible. It was bad writing. And I'd take it to Leah and I was like, look at this, like, this is terrible. No, like, even I don't enjoy this. But she said, well, why don't you stick to your strengths, which is writing comedy, and, like, in particular, satire and black comedy. And I was like, how do you write a black comedy about the refugee crisis? I thought, well, you don't know until you have a crack. So I penned some ideas down, came up with some scenarios, got some characters, thought about how they'd interact, and then over a few months kind of wrote the outline for the play and then neatened that up. I thought it was really funny, got some actors together. We had a play reading. The actors cracked up, which was great, but I thought, but does it do anything? Does it stimulate any conversation? And the good thing was, after the actors had the play reading, they sat around for about an hour afterwards asking questions like, oh, I found that funny. Does that mean I'm racist? What does that mean about this? How would we respond to someone who was seeking? And I was like, oh, this is fantastic.
Gold, yeah.
So then I just sent the script off to other playwrights and had people review it and assess it and just neatened it up. And it is at the point where we've rehearsed it and we are soon going to see what the audience thinks.
Well, it sounds like you've been very diligent with the process. So it sounds like the process of writing the play didn't really come easily to you in the beginning. It was quite challenging.
No, it was quite challenging until I took the comical approach, and then it flowed a little better. But still, the idea of satire and refugee crisis going hand in hand, it felt uneasy. I did get one review back. This was rather daunting. All the responses were like, great, do this, it's timely, it has a voice, yes, go ahead. One person said, no, this is irredeemably racist and it's poor form to punch down to refugees. And I thought, oh my goodness, I don't want to be that guy. But I had a contact with Julian Burnside and I thought, if anyone knows, he'll know. And I asked him to read the play and he read it and wrote back and said, it's hilarious, you need to do the show.
Oh, fantastic. That must have been a big encouragement. So what do you hope people are going to take away from this production?
I hope they enjoy themselves. That's what theatre's about, right? The actors want to enjoy themselves. We want the audience to enjoy themselves. We hope they laugh. And at the very least, that it stimulates conversation about the refugee crisis.
Okay. So can you give us just a really brief scenario of what the,
sure,
the plot?
Sure. Yeah. So Andrew, I play Andrew Dawes, Andy, and he's a farmer, not your average farmer, but he runs the most successful worm farm in New South Wales. He's undermined by his wife and daughter because they think, well, you sell worm manure. That's not farming. But he's like, nah, I'm a hard-working farmer, eh? He's got a son who he ignores all the time, not on purpose. He thinks he's being good dad. They have the worst neighbours possible. Their house gets invaded by unwanted boyfriends and girlfriends turning up. And amid all this, they're trying to take in a Syrian refugee. And they have someone from Refugee Services Australia come and assess them, their character, their house. And then the Syrian refugee, Farhan, turns up in the middle of all this, and it ends up being the worst Saturday morning you could ever imagine.
And, sounds hilarious.
And not everybody makes it out alive. That's how bad it gets.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious. It's pretty wild.
And people are going to go away feeling really conflicted that they've been laughing at a play about refugees. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes, they
beautiful.
Will. It's great.
All right. Thank you, Dan. That's Daniel Whittison.
Thank you very much.
His play Worm Farming is touring now. It opens in Canberra at the National Museum on September 15. You can catch it in Sydney on Thursday, October 5th. And there are shows on the Central Coast and Newcastle in October. You can find out more at salthousetheatrecompany.com. Thanks so much, Dan.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.